Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, as usual, I gotta thank everybody for supporting the podcast, rocking with me for this long, 3 years going strong, top 10 in several categories, top 5 in several categories of podcasting worldwide. I appreciate you so much for making this podcast successful and helping with my life. So I just really want to appreciate you so much. Okay, so let's get to the topic. This is a little lighthearted topic. You know, this is not going to be as dire as other topics has been. This is going to be self-care and wellness practices. I'm going to be sharing practical tips and techniques for self-care and promoting overall wellness. All right. Now, one of the things that I have practiced is self-care. Life is going to hit you. You know, as a Black man, we deal every day with prejudice, expectations, stereotypes, being bashed in media, being bashed just in real life, rejection, told that we're not good enough due to our financial status, due to our penis size. Well, I'm not told that, but I'm just saying, you know, in general, this is a general thing. People, you know, we're told that we're not tall enough. We're told we're not big enough. We're told we don't have enough money. We're told so many things over and over, and it beats you down. It truly beats you down because everywhere you look as a Black man in America, you are beaten down. There's not an aspect of life where you could say is an outlet for a Black man. There are no positive shows about us because we're either the liars, the cheaters, the manipulators. We're doing somebody wrong. In cops' eyes, we're the criminals to the point where we're their police stations that you go to their practice range and they practice shooting Black people, like Black men are their targets. You go to prisons, we're mostly there. Black women bash us all the time on media. They say they don't use us. They don't need us. We're useless. If we don't got money. And that is not even about money, a certain amount of money. We're not worthy. Every day we go through this. So you're probably saying, well, Cass, how do I do self-care? How do I practice wellness for myself? Because it's difficult navigating these streets as a Black man. I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you what I do. Okay. One, I do this podcast. See, most Black men don't have an outlet that they can speak. An outlet that they could just talk and speak their worries, their problems, and be able to let it go. For me, this podcast was very therapeutic because it allowed me to talk without being answered back. You know, don't you hate when you try to express how you feel to somebody and as soon as you express it, they start talking about themselves? This is particularly with Black women in conversations. And I say Black women because this is a Black podcast, people. And you can say, oh, well, it happens. And that's fine. But my experience is that when you tell a Black woman your problem and issues, she deflects to her problems and issues. You say, baby, I feel neglected. Well, I feel neglected as well. Baby, you don't spend enough time. Well, you don't spend enough time with me. Baby, I just really want to talk about my problems and what's going on. Well, I have problems too. It's never about you. See, this podcast has made it to be about me. As you know, I know there was a time period I tried the little guesses. I had like maybe 3 guests, but This podcast is for me. This podcast is for me to talk and not get rebuttals, not to get into an argumentative situation because of my opinions, not to be told that my opinions are not valid because I'm a man, I should suck it up and take it. All these things I avoid by doing my podcast. I could talk about whatever I want, and all you got to do is listen. Now, have I gotten complaints online and emails? I have, but those are, I could ignore those and keep it moving. I don't have to respond. This podcast is for me to talk my shit. Whether it's educating or venting, whatever it is, it is the ability for me to release that. Without any feedback, without people telling me I'm wrong, I'm able to just do it and do it with purpose. Because people may say, well, why can't I just look in the mirror and talk? You could. But a podcast, you know that you're talking to people. And sometimes as a man, we want to just be heard. And with a podcast, you're hearing me. You're listening to this podcast right now. You're hearing me. And I don't have to deal with the rebuttal. I don't have to deal with, well, I feel like, you know. It's like every time I do a seminar, the first thing I say is Black mental health matters in America. We have problems in America and people ignore Black men's mental health. As soon as I say that, there's always a Black woman's, and I've tried this and tested it because I don't want to say it and I'm wrong, but I've done this several times. And as soon as I say that statement, there's a Black woman's hand raised and she says, Black women's mental health matters too. The fucking seminar is not called Black women's mental health. It's called Black men's mental health. Why the fuck am I talking about women? Like, come on, that doesn't make sense. Does that negate that they're Black women mental health issue? No, not at all. But why can't we have this conversation that just focuses on us? See, that's the problem.
It's like saying Black lives matter, and then they repeat all lives matter. The same shit. Like, at the end of the day, we understand all lives matter, but right now we're talking about Black lives.
But Black men get this all the time. Our problems and issues are not relevant. Because as soon as you say you have a problem, you have to talk about their problems. So, for me, this podcast is therapeutic. This podcast is something that is great for me because I'm able to just talk to you and you don't say shit. And I'm not saying just Black women. I'm just saying I'm able to talk and not get rebuttals. And Black men need that. What else do I do? I take time to myself just to relax and chill. You know, there was a point in my life where I felt I needed people around me. I needed my woman around me. I needed people. But I said to myself, I realized that peace is very important. And you have to find your peace. Now, for me, my peace is relaxing on my patio, smoking a cigar, looking at videos. I have a TV outside. So I go to the like little light station, which is play music videos and play music videos, or some R&B, and just chill. Relax, smoke a cigar, and chill. That's my peace. Or I'll sit in the house, watch some Japanese animation, because I'm into that. That's my peace. That's my peace. You know, wellness. What do I do? You know, I make sure I work out. I go to, you know, and this may sound a little bit, but I go to the manicure, pedicure place to take that hour and a half just to relax and be pampered on. I'll go to do a massage, even if it's like the little cheap massage man where you pay $30, you know, saying for like half an hour massage or half hour foot massage. I do those things. I go to my chiropractor, which afterwards I get a massage. Or sometimes I just hop in the car and go to the mall, walk around, just look at stores and things I want to buy. See, I have a busy life. I have a very busy life. And when I get time to myself between working, my businesses, my kids, my wife, I find anytime I get time to myself, I make sure I utilize that for myself. Because self-care is exactly what it is. Self-care is you taking care of yourself. And you have to understand that you have to have that time that you take care of yourself. You have that time that you have to pamper yourself. You have to have that time. I mean, even if you want to go to a massage parlor and get a massage, a half an hour massage, an hour massage. And don't get me wrong, I'm not promoting happy endings at a massage parlor. Okay, people. So that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying a real legit massage parlor to go and just relax and get a nice full body massage. These things you could do, shoot. A lot of men, this is not me, but, sit down with a good beer and watch TV, watch the sports, go catch a concert by yourself. Don't think you have to go with somebody to the movies. Go to the movies by yourself. I would say the best time is during the day when it's really empty. Because, some people may look at you like you weird, but like, I have several times gone to the movies by myself to catch a movie I wanted to see and just go there, get some popcorn and be in that movie. The movie's practically empty. And I'm just hanging out there watching a movie by myself, taking that time to myself. Go into a restaurant and just getting some lunch by myself. Because One thing that I made a mistake a lot of times in my life is that I didn't appreciate me being alone. And when I was alone, I was forced to be alone. Like when I first moved down to Florida, I didn't know nobody. So I used to go to places by myself all the time. And I found a lot of peace in that. But the only reason I was doing that is because I had no choice. I didn't know nobody. I have no girl, no nothing. So I would go to City Walk. If you're familiar with Orlando, Florida, we have a place called City Walk where Universal Studios is, where you can go hang out. I'll go to City Walk by myself. I did a lot of things by myself, not because I had to. Not for my wellness or self-care. I just did it because I had no other choice. But now I do these things by choice to take care of myself, to do self-care, because it's very important that you do those things. You have to find time for yourself. Now, the things I mentioned are for me. And the things I do. But for yourself, you have to find out what you can do for yourself that you're going to be able to have that self-care. Because it's very important. I have found peace and a certain comfortability in doing things on my own. It's not time wasted. It's actually time that's important. Makes you much calmer. It makes your thoughts clearer. Because when you're a person that doesn't do self-care, you have all this tension that builds up. You have no time for yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. You're damaged. You're hurting. You're pain. You're carrying things on. You have no stress relief. So at the end of the day, you will move through life differently. And let me tell you, self-care is exactly what is self-care. I used to think sex was self-care. Oh, I'm having sex with my wife. Yay. That's my therapy. No. It has to be something that you do for yourself that puts you in your zone, puts you in a position where you're relaxed, where you're good, where you are actually in a position where you're able to think without interruptions. You're able to meditate, and not necessarily meditate with your hands and but meditate your mind to think, a lot of my great ideas have been because I've been isolated alone or been alone and was able to just thought. Sometimes you have to put yourself in a position just for your thoughts to run free. When you go to that massage parlor or you go to get a manicure, pedicure, whatever, you're in a position where your mind is just relaxing. You could just think. I mean, shit, sometimes you just need to take a day off of work and just lay your ass in the bed the whole day and do nothing. And that's okay. That is completely okay to do that. You don't have to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week be working. You got to take time for yourself. Now, the things I mentioned are good for me, but you may have something completely different. So, but you have to find that, you know? Let's talk about wellness. How you are physically is important. You know, I just recently, I'm a very young man in my 40s. And it's important to stay on your health. You know, I recently got some surgeries done. I had some complications. But it taught me how I need to be on point about my health. I have to make sure that I'm healthy, that my blood work is good, that my internally I'm good. I'm watching what I eat. I'm physically fit, because when you're hurting or you're in pain or you have a condition and you don't address it, it's going to affect everything else. So it's important that you keep yourself up physically, because at the end of the day, you know, with the way the healthcare system is and all that stuff, nobody's going to care about you. You know, it is so easy to go to the store and buy junk food and eat that all day. I mean, you could go with $20 and come back with fucking shitload of bullshit food. But you go with $20 and buy healthy, you got two things, if that. So it's important that you stay focused on that, because it's very important. What you put into your body is how your body reacts. You put shit into your body, you're going to act like shit. You won't be the shit, you act like shit. So you have to put that into your body. You have to take care of yourself. Groom yourself. Get your eyes checked. Get your blood checked. I mean, a combination is something simple as a shower. Cleaning yourself right. So there's so many things you do for self-care and wellness. I can't tell you, but I'm telling you that it's important. Make it a regimen of your life, of you taking care of yourself on those levels. All right, people, this podcast wasn't as long as the other ones. Just because I think that it's self-explanatory what well-care and self-care should be, how you should practice it. And at the end of the day, to each his own, everybody's different. So I'm not here to tell you, you got to do this or do that. You know, everybody got to find their own peace. You know, hopefully I gave some suggestions that'll help you to try it. But in general, you got to find your own peace for self-care and wellness. All right, people, appreciate the time y'all have allowed me to come into your homes and talk to you, or your cars, or you jogging, whatever. Definitely go to CasanovaWilliams.com. Check me out. See what I'm doing. See my businesses. See my other podcasts. Go to CasaBell.com. Me and my wife, that's our little brand we got going on now. Very popular with a couple of critics, and divorce not a option. Ain't Black Men's Mental Wealth yet, but it's getting there. It's getting there because of your support and love. And I can't express how much I appreciate you and appreciate your listening, getting me on those top 10 lists worldwide. I appreciate you so much. Until next time.